بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أفضل الصيام بعد رمضان شهر الله المحرم أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected brothers, as we are well aware, the new Islamic calendar started 1437th year after Hijrah in the month of Muharram. We find that in this hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم with regards to the month of Muharram, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the most virtuous fast after the fast of Ramadan is the fast that is kept in the month of Muharram. We find in this hadith the expression Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uses, Shahrullah, the month of Allah, Muharram. If no other virtue was mentioned for this month, this expression would have been sufficient to show us the sanctity, the value, the prestige, the status that has been allotted to this month, where we find that the name of this month was made mansub, associated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you look in Quran and Hadith, we find that only the special creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala makes mansub or associates them with Himself. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam in Quran, Allah says, وَذْكُرْ عِبَادَنَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَإِسْحَاقُ وَيَعْقُوبُ أُولِي الْأَيْدِي وَالْأَبْصَارِ. Remember our slaves. In other words, Allah ta'ala associates them with Himself, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ishaq alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam. With Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, likewise, Tabarak alladhi nazzal al-furqana ala abdihi liyakuna lil'alameen al-nadhira. Blessed is Allah who revealed the Quran upon His slave, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhana alladhi asra bi'abdihi layla. Allah ta'ala makes mansub of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Himself. Likewise, Ka'batullah. Tahir bayti lit-ta'ifin wal-akifin. Purify my house. Allah makes mansub of Ka'batullah with Himself. Likewise, the miraculous camel of Salih alayhi salam. Hadihi naqatullahi lakum ayah. This is Allah's camel, which is a sign that has been sent for you. Likewise, Shahrullah, the month of Allah, that is the month of Muharram. So like we said, this is sufficient to show us the sanctity, the greatness that has been given to this month. This is amongst the Ashur-e-Hurum, the sacred months of the year. And we find that the fasting of this month is of special virtue. After the month of Ramadan, this is the most virtuous month in which to fast, according to this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another narration specifically referring to the day of Ashura, which this year will be on Saturday. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates that anna nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dakhal al-madina fawajjada al-yahuda siyaman yawma ashura'a faqala ma hadha al-yawm alladhi tasumunahu qala hadha yawmun azim anjallahu fi musa wa qawmahu gharraqa fir'auna wa qawmahu fasamahu musa shukran wa nahnu nasumuhu faqala nahnu ahaqqu wa awla bi musa minkum fasamahu rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa amara bi siyamihi aw kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina Munawwara, he observed that the Jews of Medina would fast on the day of Ashura. So he asked them that what is the significance of the day, this day that you are fasting in? So they said that this is a great day. For the Jews, this was a great day. Why? Allah ta'ala freed Musa alayhi salam from the tyranny of Fir'aun on this day. And Allah ta'ala drowned Fir'aun on this day. So to show his gratitude to Allah, Musa alayhi salam fasted on this day. That is the day of Ashura. So we also are fasting on the day of Ashura. So the reaction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to this was that we, that is this ummah, have more right to Musa alayhi salam than you people. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself observed the fast of Ashura, and he encouraged the sahaba also, that is this ummah, to fast on Ashura. And we find that it is mentioned about this fast in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that tukaffiru sanata allati qablaha, that 1 year's sins, that is the entire year prior to the day of Ashura, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the sins of an entire year. Another virtue that is mentioned about the day of Ashura is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man wassa ala ahlihi yawma ashura wassa Allahu alayhi sa'ira sanatihi. Now this hadith literally translated what it means, that a person who expands or increases his generosity upon his family on the day of Ashura, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be generous to him or increase his generosity upon him for the rest of the year. The meaning of this hadith is simple, translation is simple. Unfortunately, we find that nowadays there is a certain practice that has come into vogue which is contrary to what the hadith wants to teach us, where many of us have commercialized the day of Ashura, where we have considered it now to be the custom of Islam to be giving gifts out on this day, what they say Ashura gift. There's no such thing as Ashura gift. If you look at the literal meaning of this hadith, what does this hadith actually mean? That your immediate family that you are spending on throughout the entire year, on the day of Ashura, if normally you would spend 10 rand on groceries or 100 rand on groceries, or you would spend a certain amount on your family members, on the day of Ashura, the same family that you normally spend on, increase slightly the expenditure upon them with the niyat of Ashura, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the rest of the year will increase His generosity upon you. That is, on the day of Ashura, buy something a little bit extra. On your immediate family, exhibit some form of generosity towards them. Don't introduce this practice that was not there in Sahaba, that they are gifts for the day of Ashura. But increase your generosity. Sufyan bin Uyayna rahimahullah used to say that jarrabna hadha mundu khamsina wa sittina sana fama ra'ayna illa khayran. That we tested this. The virtue of this hadith, he says, for the last 50 or 60 years I tested this. That is, every year in Ashura I would increase my spending on my family and I only saw good. That is, for the rest of the year Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was generous towards me. One more point with regards to the fasting of the day of Ashura, which is very, very important. That we find that outwardly in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is emulating the practice of the Jews. In fact, the fast of Ashura is something that it is mentioned that Nuh alayhi salam also would fast on this day. Musa alayhi salam would fast on this day. This Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam denoted a special virtue for fasting on this day. So this is sunnah of previous Anbiya also. But with regards to this point, that the Jews are doing it, so we also do it. This is something, an ibadat, an act of worship. We're not emulating the Jews in our dressing or in some other practice of life which unfortunately has become vogue. This is ibadat, yet here also Rasulullah ﷺ took exception to this. Wherein we find this expression in another hadith, that when he became conscious that this was the practice of the Jews and this ummah is also doing it, despite it being ibadat, we find this expression in the hadith, Khaliful Yahud, oppose the Jews. Even in your ibadat, oppose them. The Nabi ﷺ said, لَإِن بَقِيتُ إِلَىٰ قَابِلٍ لَأَسُومَنَّ التَّاسِعَ. That if I have to remain alive till the next year, then to show my mukhalafat, my opposition with the Jews, I will fast on the 9th. And ulama say that this hadith, either we fast on the 9th or we fast on the 11th also. Very, very important point we learn, that if even in ibadat we should not be emulating them, then in our dressing and in our way of life, how will the Shariat ever tolerate that we imitate the ways of the enemies of Allah? Allah give us tawfiq.